Hello, hello, hello to the listeners in the entire world, because we have international broadcasting. This is Kim, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio, and this is Post-Adolescence Glow. We're going to be here for the next hour with some live music, so yeah, go right ahead, guys. Amazing. Amazing introduction. Can we have a introduction in the English language now of who you guys are and
yes.
What is this project?
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having us on Post-Adolescence Glow. This is a very beautiful situation that we found ourselves in. This is, we're called Wedding Gift. And my name is Tanya. I play the bass and I sing and play guitar sometimes. And
I'm Alex. I play guitar and I sometimes sing.
And we also have Michal, who does not have a microphone hooked up for him.
And he plays drums and some other kind of silly sounds.
But I guess, can we just play some more?
No. Yes, of course. Of course you can. Cool. Let's hear more.
Cool. Golden day, face will chase them, my pillar sheet, louder than the screech of trains, bigger than your TV screen.
Are those two Those are original. Everything you're playing is originals?
Yes, everything we're playing today is original, and amazing. None of this music is out on like a paid streaming platform, but a couple of these are on Bandcamp.
We have a little live recording compilation on our Bandcamp. Amazing. Which you can find on our Instagram.
What's it called again, Alex?
The Instagram or the...
Our Instagram is Wedding Gift Rock and Roll, all spelled out, like no ends, no shortenings, no nothing. But there is a live session that you may find via a link.
Yeah, it's called our first live performance at Pasta Planet, and then the date of the... I don't know. Yeah.
Amazing.
And this song is on there, this next one.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it. Beautiful. Can you go through and tell us the titles to each of those three songs?
Songs.
Played?
We played, the first song is called Hound. The second song was called Golden Day Ferris Wheel. The third song, this one that we just played, was called Promise 2. And the one that we're about to play is called Wedding Gift. And these two songs, the one that we just played and the one that we're about to play, are both up on the Bandcamp thing.
Yeah. Amazing. Are there any... Okay, never mind. I just, you answered my question that I already have. Just ignore me.
We'll just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now I'll stand, sleepless thoughts stare at the wall. Heart in stone, your eyes won't see no one. Shine bright,
Amazing. Self-titled.
Self-titled.
There we go.
I once told someone about that song being called Wedding Gift, and they were like, that's bold. It's my boss.
Okay.
I was going to say, I love when bands name songs after themselves. Like, it's one thing.
But it's like the third song that we ever wrote together.
an album is one thing, but mm-hmm. songs, that's kind of better.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. more special.
It's the mission statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Beautiful. Constantine is heading in to assist. Is now the time?
Now is the time. Okay. We're just doing a switch. Sure. I'm going to pick up the acoustic guitar.
Okay, I'm going to mute the drums.
The bass can get muted.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, bass. So sad. It's a sad day.
It's a sad day.
For the bass.
I'm going to burn this thing down.
Okay. Amazing. Everything is... Oh, Constantine can't even hear me, so it actually doesn't matter.
Is there a message that I could relay, or is it... No, it's all good.
Yeah, Alex, talk. How did you guys meet?
Well, Tanya and I have known each other for, like, almost a decade now. We met in college, and we've been playing
college
music
where?
Together and at Berkeley.
Okay.
And I don't even remember how we met Mihail. I feel like you were friends with our friend Yas, they were both going to actually Tufts University.
Mm-hmm. That's where we are right now.
Yeah. And,
I was in Ohio State Fair.
Oh yeah. Ohio State Fair, the band, and then Tanya was playing with Pew Pew, which is, Mihail's band. Mm-hmm. And then I think when Tanya and I wanted to start a band, I think he was the obvious choice for a drummer. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I bothered him about it for like 6 months. He was like, I'm too busy. And
you're like, you're not too busy for this.
Let me give you your mic back.
There's a lot going on in there. If I can ask, when did you guys become like a formalized group?
Yeah, Alex, when?
I think around July of last year, maybe late June of last year. Because Tanya and I, Tanya has been writing songs forever. And I think they started sharing some of those songs with me, like, I don't know, like 2.5-3 years ago. And there was always kind of the idea of maybe playing them in a band together.
I never really thought that I would end up ever playing them in a group, but there was just a moment when it became like really, it started seeming really possible between the two of us. Mm-hmm. And Alex was writing these like really wonderful, amazing guitar parts over like some of my chord changes or some of the bass lines that I was writing. And that's how this band came together. So some of the songs that we played today, I wrote on guitar, but I played bass on them like live, mm-hmm. and hopefully in recording.
Yeah.
Because that's our creative process.
Yeah. Then we kind of ended up writing a few of those songs just together too.
Yeah. Some of these feel like they came together very, like some of the latest stuff, it's all been like pretty organic, like mm-hmm. between the three of us.
Yeah. I remember you, Tanya and I are in a class, two classes together, actually.
Yes, actually.
One is about the creative process, and I remember you talking about how you and your guitarist and your band like had this like amazing chemistry with music, and like it just, it's really organically comes out. I remember saying that. And your maps and...
Thank you.
And
the song maps that I make.
Yeah.
I have to make sometimes.
Okay.
Are you feeling... Ready?
Am I feeling ready? Am I, are you guys, can you hear me in there? Okay, cool.
Once was wider, now it's wine. Once was rotten, feeds your hungry eyes. Naked bridges, naked skies. Couldn't wish for nothing else besides.
Song to play for you guys today.
Okay, we're so excited. What was that song called?
That song was called Hungry Eyes.
There's a recording of that song on our website that you can find if you. It's like in a secret, like hidden part of our website that you don't have to look for.
Is this the one that pranks you?
Maybe.
We do have an awesome website. Is it weddinggiftrockandroll.com?
I think it's just like, I don't even remember. It's like wedding gift rock, like Neo Cities. I don't know. There's a link to it.
There's a link to it.
In our Instagram.
Wedding-gift-rock.neocities.org.
Wedding.
I don't know if that came through.
No, I think we got it.
Yeah, that website is awesome, by the way. Alex, like, made that from scratch, and it's, like, she was, like, hyper-fixated on making that website for, like, 2 weeks straight, and it was my favorite process to ever observe.
I probably got to update it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I have to tune.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Tune the guitar.
I'm so sorry.
What's this last song that you guys have?
It's a new song. I don't know if it has a name yet. I think, Tanya and I...
You were snowstorm.
During that snowstorm.
Mm-hmm. Which one? There was like five.
Yeah, I don't know. One of the, I think it was the last one.
Okay.
We had been playing this song for maybe like a week together, and then we went into our roommate, Jordan. They have like a little Ableton rig, and we just kind of recorded this song, and maybe that'll go on the website too. I might do that.
Yeah,
I think I should probably do that.
We should update the website.
Yeah, and
so this is the newest song you guys have out of what you've played so far?
Yes. Yep.
Cool. That's exciting. Oh.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. You can just like play some kind of like.
Constantine is exploring the website.
Oh, the website? Yeah, I know. I need to update. I think there's some out of date. Like,
I found the secret music.
Oh, you found the secret music? That's good. Yeah, let me know. It's good. Yeah, it's cool. You can just make a website on, in like HTML.
I didn't really know that,
but I was learning HTML.
The internet is just
like not really.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like DIY. It's grassroots. All right.
Reminds you.
That's all the music that we have for you guys today.
Well, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
I liked that. Like, we started with a lot of energy and we came down and now we're like chillaxing.
I think that's like a big part of the energy in this band is that I sort of bring these songs that are like really just downers, really just very like down. They're just bummers of songs. But Alex and Michal both have this energy of like being able to bring out something really dynamic about them, and I think they do a really great job at like bringing life and sort of like this soul into them that I feel like I was hesitant to tap into before I started playing with them.
Yeah. If it's not super hot in there, do you guys want to just turn off the AC?
Yeah.
Because now it's quiet enough that
yes,
it's like
totally.
it's an ambient
like
yeah.
But yeah, that kind of answers a question I was gonna ask of like your, because I know in our little beautiful in our creative process class, like hearing you talk about your maps and a little bit about your like songwriting process. But I was wondering how it like progresses collaboratively with the whole group, because it feels like you guys are very collaborative with your instruments and like building things up together. But yeah, do you want to talk a little bit more specifically about your process?
Yeah, I think there's like probably like three kinds of songs, I guess. There's like ones where maybe like Tanya will have like a fully written song and then bring it to the band, and then we just try to kind of like figure out how to play it together.
We do an arrangement sort of.
And then there's like one where like Tanya and I will kind of just have a moment where we're like playing together and just kind of come up with something from scratch. And then there's like a couple of them where I'll just like come with like a kind of like a full instrumental, and then Tanya will just kind of like write lyrics to them like really quickly. It's kind of crazy. Like sometimes I will bring Tanya like a like basically like an instrumental song, and then like later that evening they'll send me like a demo with like lyrics and melodies, and it's
I drink like a Bang Energy at like 9:30 p.m.
That is insane.
And then I like sponsor me and I like I go into GarageBand for on my phone, and I just record demos. I make very many of those. We talk about this in one of our like process classes too, is how like what counts as like a sketch, I guess, and what counts as like a fair copy or whatever of a piece. And I think that like my GarageBand demos are that for this band often.
Your sketches or your fair copy?
They're sketches.
Yeah.
Because they're like, that's like where I jot down the idea for the form. And sometimes Alex will have like three different riffs that she doesn't know how to arrange, and I'll like splice them and put them in different combinations together, and then see like what works the best for the flow of the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you do for work as well, and how that like interacts with your process or just your like musicianship or interests.
Well, now that I think about it, we're all three of us work in like technologies, but just in very different ways.
All right, I could give Mihail my mic for a second so he could
Mihail,
tell you about his his work.
Tufts alum, guys, so listen up.
Hello. I help build I'm a code monkey. And these two work in hardware for guitar pedals and setting up guitars. Tanya works at an amp shop.
An amp shop, yeah.
An amp shop and pedal builder. Also Judge, Mr. Bob Judge.
Yes.
Shout out Bob Judge.
Shout out Bob Judge.
Shout out Bob Judge.
Honestly.
Shout out Bob Judge. And then Alex also works in assistant pedal builder. And
really everything doer.
And a cultural establishment in Harvard Square as well, as far as I remember.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think it's good to have this outlet. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Shout out Bob Judge.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about the fact that Mihail has like a 9-to-5 and he goes into the office and like he is just like the coolest guy. Like in the office. But I think about that sometimes, because I can't imagine, like, I've never worked
office
an office job before, so I just don't know what that is like. But I personally, I've been working in like music electronics and like warehouse settings and shop settings, and that's been like my main stream of activity, and it's been really good because I get to learn so much, though I haven't acquired very much gear through that, unfortunately. But I learned how to fix it.
Yeah. And you also are into tape to an extent, at least like from your little cassette tape loop demonstration.
I feel like the community that we're all a part of is pretty engaged with tape, like, all together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know a couple kind of, like, I guess, like, tape gurus, like, mm-hmm. People who just, are, like, really all, like, our friend Christian has, like, a little, like, cassette and, like, reel-to-reel studio.
That's really cool. Would you guys record music on tape, or are you interested in that, or it's a laborious process, maybe?
Mihail says that he doesn't want to. Oh, you said I want to? Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said I don't want to. That's like the opposite, actually. No.
Low key, yeah.
I think that it would be really cool to record a big part of this on tape.
Yeah, like a mm-hmm. hybrid.
Hybrid. There are some studios that do like all tape recordings, and I think that's really cool, but it's... we're all really busy individuals, and I feel like we have to pick like the most like time and creatively efficient model of recording that we can. For another band that Alex and I are in, Dino Gala, we recorded all the drums and bass on an 8-track tape recorder
with Christian, the aforementioned tape guru,
and that was a really great decision because I think that it makes the bass and drums sound really consistent throughout the whole record, and also it's just really it's a medium that really serves those frequencies.
I think Tanya and I have been having some fun in Ableton though too, so I feel like that'll probably be something that shows up some of our like crazy like beats that we make.
I would like to we have this like 8-track recorder that is really really broken right now, but it would be really cool to just get that finally serviced.
I took it to a guy who said he could fix it, but I think
he returned it to you more broken.
He returned it to me in, if not the exact state that I gave it to him in, then worse. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe some type of hybrid digital / tape collage, which would be really cool.
I think so, yeah.
That's awesome. A little, what's the word? Switch. How do you like conversations, which I feel like there's a word
change
for that.
Of topic.
Change of topic, sure. Yeah. Can we hear about Russia and how that has impacted your musical life? Maybe that's a huge question, but
Definitely. Mihail may have something to say about his cultural upbringing too, because he also grew up someplace else, but he doesn't have to if he doesn't want to.
I don't have to.
Yeah.
But Tanya and I find a lot of stuff in common, just in our non-American characteristics.
Yes, yeah.
I'm Peruvian, they're Russian. I think that informs, I don't know, just a lot of, like, I mean, Tanya and I are in another band together.
Yeah.
And I feel like accidentally we touch on similar topics. When I write stuff for that other band, it's a lot about like nostalgia and guilt and whatever. And I think that it relates a little bit to just the experience of being away from home, but also having another home. And you know, you can probably build on that.
Definitely. I think in my songwriting, I think the one thing that I really can see musically is that I grew up singing in like a folk, ensemble where like it was just like we had to wear like full like national like a full like old Russian like costumes and attire like headpieces hand percussion type of thing, and when I was like 5 or 6 or 7 like I was doing that. Don't even say it. But I grew up doing that, and I think some of my melodies that I write now are informed by that experience. However, I think that is kind of it, like when it comes to just the influence. Oh, and I guess like when at home, people really, really love post-punk. Like I grew up when I was a teenager, my favorite bands were like Joy Division and The Cure and like all the Russian post-punk bands. Kino is a good one.
Rama.
Yeah. I think they're actually not Russian. I think they're from... Yeah, they are.
They're from Rostov.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, so I think that those are the two big influences. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it's... a lot of it is just about sort of, like, not finding a particular belonging.
Mm-hmm.
Is like thematically like what I write about.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. When did you move to the US?
I moved here in 2017 and okay. I have been here in Boston since. I moved because I was playing jazz saxophone. And I
let's bring that back out.
And I went to Berkeley for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
And I played jazz saxophone, and I briefly after I got there I picked up other instruments as well. But that was how I got here. Hmm. And luckily things have worked out for me to where I've found a couple of projects that I play in consistently. Yeah. Mihail and I share Pew Pew, Alex and I share Diner Gala. And we are, the three of us, our wedding gift is awesome.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So how, you definitely don't play jazz saxophone in this group.
No.
How did you start getting into tech at Berkeley?
No, I got into electronics really randomly. It was just a matter of chance. A friend of Mihail and I's was working the job at the pedal shop that I ended up working at. And he was desperately trying to leave that job. And he was like, Tanya, I know that you're barely employed right now. Please take the job from me. And I was like, okay. And that's where I learned most of what I know. So just really a matter of luck. And then I worked at Synthcube, which is in Waltham. Right next door to Electronic Audio Experiments, which is like a really wonderful pedal company and buddies of ours. And then now I work at Judge. And that's been my journey there.
Why did you decide? Oh, I don't know if we even ever said this, but Tanya is studying musicology here at Tufts and is working towards a master's.
This is true. What I didn't get out of my bachelor's degree is like any kind of like academic, like actual academic background. I feel like my degree was just, and maybe this was a part of like how I navigated it too, but it's a party degree. And Alex knows this about Berkeley too, because that's where we met. But it doesn't give you any super charged mental stimulation, I feel, aside from the actual musical aspects. Like, you do go really deep into the theory of stuff, but unless you're doing some major music therapy, say, you won't be studying very many liberal arts subjects where. And so I was really craving that. After I was done with school, I was touring for a little while and working serving jobs, and I felt really mentally, cognitively, stuck. And mm-hmm. I felt like I just needed some support. And so I started applying, and Tufts gave me the most support that I could mm-hmm. find. And also there is a professor here who's just really into the same stuff that I am into, and he kind of he's been my main support in getting the degree. And how do you call it, encouragement. Mm-hmm. yeah
I can definitely relate to that too. Mm-hmm. I wasn't coming into Tufts intending to study music, but after meeting the faculty. And
because Kim, are you a music major now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm also doing psych, but I feel like the exact same thing that you just said is mm-hmm. what motivated me to also really focus on music in an academic setting.
And it's cool. The music engineering thing is really cool that they have that as
yeah. An and it's growing a lot. Wow, there's a lot going on outside. Mm-hmm. So you can see how there's not a lot of sound isolation in this room. It's really cool to watch how it's growing a lot because I got into engineering here, like at WMFO, and then like realized that there were opportunities academically at Tufts too. Mm-hmm. But it's really grown a ton and it's still growing, and that's mm-hmm. super exciting to have like that kind of interdisciplinary thing here yeah. too. And there's just yeah there's like liberal arts students that are doing it, there's engineers that are doing it, and it's cool to like have the merging of those different students and skill sets in mm-hmm. the program. So
yeah, have you like heard anything like super prolific from any of the bands that you've interviewed here?
What do you mean by that?
like anything that's really stuck with you?
Now I'm getting interviewed. that's hard. I'd have to think about it. I don't know. I feel like I don't know if there's something that someone said that really stuck with me, but maybe there are definitely some songs that I can think of or like pieces that people performed and the meaning was really touching, or like just I felt touched by it. Our first show of the semester was like jazz quartet with Sanaa Cadet and Black Lotus, and they played mm-hmm. a song that I thought was super touching. And there are some groups and artists that have come through that have some really unique artistry that has definitely stuck with me. So mm-hmm. I guess that would be my answer. Yeah, we're coming to the end of this 4-year show that kind of changed my That's life so a little crazy. Bit. But
is anybody taking over?
Not that I know of. There are engineers. There are like people that know how to use this space, but there are some people that might be also doing a live show, but I don't know to this scale, to be honest. We'll see. But if you're interested, if you're listening, I'll teach you how to do it. Mm-hmm. We're coming up on our hour, mm-hmm. but thank you guys. Can you please reiterate your names, where to find you, band name, any shows coming up?
Yeah. We are Wedding Gift. I am Tanya. And
I'm Alex.
I'm Michael.
Yes. And I don't think we have any shows in April.